Back in April, Medicare began releasing star ratings of hospitals based on patient opinion surveys. 5 stars is great, 1 star not so great. Brevard County on Florida's Space Coast had 2 hospitals at the extremes. One got the highest possible patient ratings, the other earned the lowest. Health News Florida special correspondent Carol Gentry went there to find out why.
Misha Cook has multiple sclerosis. The medicine she takes can cause seizures. If she has a seizure at her job in Rockledge, the ambulance takes her down the road to Wustoff Hospital. If it happens at home, paramedics take her to nearby Vieira Hospital. Cook says she hasn't been asked for her opinion by one of the Medicare patient surveys, but her experience supports the results. 5 stars for Vieira and 1 star for Wustoff.
When I had my seizures at Wustoff, it seems like I had to wait and wait and wait. And the people there, they seem like they treat you like a number more than like somebody that's alive, that has a beating heart and has feelings.
Cook, who is 42, says her worst stay at Wustoff was in 2011, right after she was diagnosed with MS. She was treated for depression.
I had to ask for a pair of socks twice a day because I would pull my socks off and they would be black. It was disgusting.
The differences start with age. Wustoff is 74 years old. Meanwhile, Vieira Hospital is in a suburban oasis of lakes and golf courses. Health First, a nonprofit network, opened it just 4 years ago. On the surveys, patients are asked, how fast do nurses respond to a call button? Is pain kept at bay? Did doctors keep me informed? Is it quiet at night? Patient Donald Davidson says he picked Vieira Hospital for his knee and heart problems, even though other hospitals are closer to his home in Satellite Beach.
It's a new hospital. That's the reason I chose it. I've always been treated well. I think they're well trained.
Surveys don't ask about billing, but it can influence attitudes. When Cook lost her health insurance, Vieira Hospital offered help. She says Wustoff didn't. That hospital is suing her for $19,000 in unpaid bills.
Wustoff didn't bother telling me about charity care. I didn't even know about charity care until I went to stay at Vieira Hospital.
Patient survey results are part of what goes into calculating Medicare payments in the government's value-based purchasing program. Vieira's high scores will bring in about $100,000 extra this year. Wustoff officials declined a request for an interview, but in a written statement, a spokeswoman says current ratings are based on surveys from 2013, before Wustoff was bought by Tennessee-based Community Health Systems. She says the new owner is providing a lot of ideas and resources to improve patient care and satisfaction. Deborah Angerami is chief operating officer for the hospital in Vieira. She says that a couple of years ago, before patient survey results were made public, the hospital received low scores because of doctors' poor communication skills.
And at the time, our scores for en masse were the 24th percentile. So we were performing worse than 76% of the hospitals in the country.
Angerami says the hospital got doctors' attention by posting scores in their lounge. Some were warned they wouldn't get new patient referrals unless they got their scores up. Vieira surgeon Kenneth Tu earned a 98% approval rating. He says it's because he visits patients more often than he has to.
I do surgery all day, but I come up here 2 to 3 times a day.
Dr. George Walker, medical director of the Vieira Emergency Department, says ER patients need reassurance.
A simple thing like going into a patient's room and sitting down, even if it's for 5 seconds, makes a huge impact.
Critics of the rating system say patients don't have enough medical knowledge to assess their clinical care. But Medicare officials say they have other tools to measure that. Vieira Angerami says patients' experience is related to quality of care.
They can very easily assess, were you kind to me? Were you compassionate? Did you listen?
Unless Congress or a future president changes the rules, patient opinions will affect Medicare payments even more in years to come. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry in Brevard County.
You can look up the star ratings for the hospitals in your neighborhood with our interactive map at healthnewsflorida.org.